Hello, everyone, and welcome back.
I did it again. Spoke before the intro. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Marina Lieros Naples, and I am your host here on the Meeting Ike series show. And today is Tuesday, so this is our Tuesday lunch break show, 15-minute quick show. Usually there's a topic, and today there isn't really a topic at all. I am on the road, actually, traveling from Florida up to western New York for the summer and autumn time. Takes us a few days to get everything in order and get the vehicle packed and get everything stuffed into corners everywhere before we can be on the road. So I hope this is coming through nice and clear. It seems to be so far. And today's topic is not a topic. It's just some chat. So, you know, this is a radio show for holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual topics, you know, esoteric, psi, ESP, everything, all of that that goes underneath those headings. And I thought I'd share with you some of my experiences that I've had while growing up. One in particular, we had ghosts in our homes at different times. And I remember as a teenager one time I was home alone, sick from school. My mother was working and they were divorced, my parents. And I was home and it wasn't unusual to have ghosts in our home and doing different things. And this particular day, it was a very playful ghost. I don't know who it was or anything, how long they stayed, but this one particular day, I was home, and I could hear typing in our basement. Now, our basement was set up, a good portion of it, as a home office for my mother, and she had volunteers and that worked for her, and there was a secretary that would come in and do a lot of work. But on this day, there wasn't anyone that came in that I was aware of. And so I came down and said, hello, hi, who's there? And I called out for the person who was there quite often. Bridget, is that you? Hi, Bridget. And so I walked over. She didn't reply at all. And I walked through the kitchen over to the door that led to the basement. And I opened the door, and it was dark down there. And I thought, well, that's peculiar, and I called her name, and then I turned the light on, and I went down the basement, and there was nobody there. And I said, well, maybe she went out to her vehicle, maybe she left. I went back upstairs and back up to my bedroom, and the same thing, I could hear typing going on down in the basement. I said, oh, well, maybe she came back in, so went back down, same thing happened. Lights were off, and she was nowhere to be found. No one was there. Later, I decided to take a shower, and I went in, and we had one of those accordion-style, I don't know if you've ever seen any of those, these accordion-style shower doors and the little magnet on each side, and you would open the shower door that way. And so I went in to take my shower, and the one side, the one door opened up, and I thought, oh, well, maybe I didn't latch it enough. And so I closed it, and then I was shampooing my hair and rinsing it out, and the other side opened up. And I thought, okay, this can't be a coincidence. So I closed the door, finished rinsing my hair off, and I'm almost done with the shower, and both sides of the door opened up and came toward the middle. And that was it. I ran out of the shower, grabbed a towel, out the door, and I called my father, who ended up driving over because his office was nearby, and checking the house. I was hysterical. I mean, I was a young teenager, and that it was just beyond any odds that the door was doing this on itself. There was just no way. So I'm not sure if my mother came home earlier, my father stayed for a while. But that was enough. That was enough for that day, definitely. And I'm wondering if any of you have ever had an experience like that. And to, you know, what happened and how did you deal with it? What about any of your children, if they've had experiences like that either? So other experiences of going to sleep at night, and waking up and I couldn't move. I was frozen in place. And so, you know, that can be very frightful if you don't realize what's going on, which is part of the whole for doing astral projection, is that you're coming back into the body or you're getting ready to leave and you awaken before that happens and your body is almost frozen like that. You feel like you can't move. Luckily, being raised in this whole environment, being raised with these beliefs and knowledge and being taught everything, I knew what was happening. You know, and then there were dreams, of course, different dreams that have happened along the way that some weren't so nice either. There were some very negative entities or beings that would appear. You know, their goal was to frighten. You know, I'm young, I'm a teenager. There was one in particular that did really, really frighten me. They came up so close to my face and so close to me. But usually what I, as I was taught to do, was very firmly and strongly and with a lot of conviction, is to say, to demand that they go away and they leave, that they have no right to be here, and, you know, basically evict them out of the space. And so I would do that. If you've had any experiences such as those, and it can be anything. You can have playful ghosts. You can have beings that do not have good intentions, and tricksters. I had one with trickster. There was a trickster, and he would come through a few times over the years, and I had a good handful of times, and one in particular. I was living in Florida, and I ended up going up north to visit, and I was staying in the guest room at my mother's. The bed was up against the wall, and I was laying down, taking a nap. I was very tired, lay down, taking a nap, and I woke up to the sensation. You know when somebody sits down at the bed or puts their hands down and pushes down on the mattress like next to you and it indents in and your body moves a little bit because of the indentation in the mattress? And this is what happened. And I woke up, there was nobody there. But in my mind's eye, in my mind, I could see it just as I'm waking up. I could see the wall and I could see this trickster, a male, and what he did is he came out of the wall and he climbed over me, and he's laughing at me while he's doing this because he knew that indentation would wake me and that I would be aware of it. And he just thought it was, he got a kick out of doing that. And then another time was with my very own stepsister. She was visiting us when I was an older teenager, and we had a guest room in the far back of the hallway, and I had woken up. Because I had had this dream. It really wasn't a dream. I could actually see what was happening in the guest room. The same thing happened to her as that happened to me when I was visiting my mother, because all of a sudden I hear a little tap, tap, tap at the door, and my stepsister, she's just a couple years younger than me, and her voice, can I come in? Can I sleep with you? She was terrified. She was so scared. And then she told me what had happened. It was the same exact thing that I saw in my head. And he did the same thing. Is that he came over and he straddled across, and not in with any intentions toward her. It was just more of a trickster thing, straddling over her to make the indentation of the bed, and then, of course, disappearing. So, yes, of course, I said, told her, come on in. I told her, I said, this is what I saw happening. It woke me up. And so things like that, when you are raised in this environment and you're taught, when you're taught properly about the different things that can happen, how to protect yourself and how to get rid of those type of visitors, let's call them. So those were some of the experiences there. I think I've shared on a previous show when I was a child. My mother came home very upset. Brother, my uncle, had gotten into a vehicle accident, hit a telephone pole. So he ended up in the hospital, and she came home very upset, and she sat us all down, the three of us, my older sister, my younger brother, and I had to do remote energy healing on him. And so we sat down, we did that, and sending him healing energy. And she would have us do that the next day and the next evening. And he turned out to be okay. He was fine, was released from the hospital. So, but these are some of the different things. Being raised into a home that is being taught all these holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual beliefs and practices. So stuffing envelopes for our mother, and when she was doing mailings, this before, we had email and before social media, and things were done through mail and telephone calls. Fax wasn't even really around at all then either. So everything was, typed up and taken over to get copies made, and then folding them, stuffing them in envelope, licking these stamps because they didn't have peel and stick back then, and getting things mailed out. There were times that going over, my mother had her own cable television show, and I can't tell you how many times that, being dragged along over there to be with her and sleeping over in the one corner there while she's doing her show at the studio. So there are a lot of different things that these type of fields offer a child growing up, from a young child through the teen years, and a lot of good things that lead to a very good path if you follow it, if you do more training, if you learn more, and if you have that burning desire inside to be able to evolve and ascend those more spiritual connections that we all have. And so each time that we do this and each time that we learn and we evolve our own selves, we raise up that energy, not only in our own energy field, but also the energy field of those around us and in the world itself. Because after all, we are all one. We are all one. We are all connected. So what we do for ourselves, we do for everyone around us, and for the world, and for the betterment of everyone on a spiritual level, including all beings that live on this planet and within the planet. So not just humans, but all beings. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples. Thank you for joining me while I am on the road heading back up north so I can put in my organic garden and go ahead and have a bonfire in my backyard and do some meditation, and I hope you will join me this Thursday at noon. And it'll be a surprise topic even to me, because I haven't figured out yet, because we had to close up our house here, which takes a week of doing everything, so I've been very busy. So tune in Thursday to find out what our topic is for the 15-minute show at noon Eastern Time. Thank you for joining me.